Alex Soth discusses meeting Lester B. Morrison.
So in, it's like 2005 or 2006, the High Museum in Atlanta offered me a commission to photograph in the South, and I could do whatever I want. I went to Atlanta and struggled to make pictures there. But kind of as I was researching things in Atlanta, I stumbled across a story about the Olympic bomber, Eric Rudolph, who, you know, when the Olympics were in Atlanta, who had bombed, put a bomb there, and then also bombed a gay nightclub and an abortion clinic and other locations. But what was memorable about that story was Rudolph's life on the lam, that he evaded authorities for a number of years while living in this forest. They knew he was there, but couldn't find him. That part of the story was really romantic to me. As bad of a guy as he is, there's something that gives a similar feeling as the Huckleberry Finn sleeping by the Mississippi feeling of running away, of chucking it all. I wanted to follow up on that, so I retraced some of Rudolph's steps and where he was arrested and this sort of thing. On that very same trip, I decided to visit a monastery in northern Georgia, and I was thinking about how in a monastery, it's a similar sort of idea of stepping away from the world. And I realized that at this time in my life, there was something happening where I wanted to run away and explore the themes of running away. But I very much did not want to make it a documentary again. Just as I don't want to document the Mississippi River, I didn't want to do this documentary essay on people who run away from the world. I wanted to explore my own longing to run away. The title of this body of work is Broken Manual. And the reason it's called that is because at a certain point, I met a fellow named Lester B. Morrison, who was one of these people who was running away or planning to run away, and he was constructing this manual on how to do it. Out there on the internet, you can find dozens of these manuals on changing your identity, changing your appearance, getting rid of your credit history, all this sort of stuff to go off the grid. And this guy, Lester B. Morrison, was assembling such a document. In a way, I was helping him to illustrate this manual. But the manual is broken. It doesn't work, as none of these manuals really work. If you think about it, if you're choosing to live away from other people, why are you creating a manual for other people? You're concerned about other people. You want to be connected to other people. Almost in all cases, if it's in a monastery, if it's just some guy out in the woods, the Unabomber had connection to other people. It's we need that. Broken Manual is about broken men, and it's about the desire to step away, but at the same time, the fact that you need other human beings. Mm-hmm. With this body of work, I really went off into uncharted territory. Sleeping by the Mississippi, I figured out one way of working. I worked in a similar way with Niagara. But after that, I felt like a need to change everything and to sort of break the structure down of what I had before. With Broken Manual, I was taking a much more fragmentary approach to the subject matter. I wanted to make it clear that I wasn't making portraits of people, I was really making portraits of how far removed people were. You know, with this project, over and over again, I keep saying it's not a documentary. I didn't want a book of portraits of people that have run away. I wanted to evoke the feeling of it. So it was really important for me to show the places. This whole project is just a place to go to in our imaginations, because the reality doesn't work.